synagogue of God which is amongst you.
See, you here with me. I'm talking about my role here.
Taking the oversight. Now, you know what that means? I do the influencing as God influences me.
Yes.
This is interesting. Too many in the church look for others to influence them outside of the role of the pastor, the senior, the elder. And then when other people influence you, they don't know up or down about what they're talking about. Because when it comes to organization of church authority, no. And let's not get a personal like and dislike in this. That has nothing to do with being obligated to follow God. You don't have to like me, church. You've got to love me. I got to love you to see Jesus. And if you don't like me, that means you can't possibly love me. You will not see the Lord unless you love me. Amen. That's very important. Then God talks to me and says, you take the oversight, therefore, not by constraint. Don't feel, John, that, I've got to take the oversight, but it's tedious. It's something uncomfortable, something that I don't want to do. I got to drum up sermons every week for the rest of my life for them people. I'd rather be skiing. Well, then I have no business being a pastor. I don't do this by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy money, filthy lucre. You know what that means? That means I don't have a low desire for gain in doing this. I'll preach because they pay me a love gift. If I do that, I hope God strikes me dead. See, that's my role. See, God's talking to me. Says, brother, if you're doing it for the love gift, you are getting your reward in the gift. I will not have a reward in heaven. This is serious business, church. Serious business. Every time I stand up behind here, this is real serious. And then God tells me to be of a ready mind. Be ready to take the oversight with a ready mind. That's why when you come to this pastor and I come back with you sharply and quickly, I don't need time in the pastor's study to think about it. I'll come up right front and address it. You say, well, what gives you the right to come? Because it tells me to be of a ready mind. That's my role as a pastor. That's it, Johnny. I better be ready. If I'm not ready, God did not call me to preach, nor did he put me in this position as senior pastor. See, I know what my role is. I know what it is. And we'll get to yours. Don't worry. Yours is there. See? God is, isn't he wonderful? He addresses everybody. Everybody. Neither being lords over God's heritage. In other words, I'm not to lord over you. I'm the big shot. And you are to listen to me regardless of what you think what I say is right. I don't lord over you that way. You are God's portion. You are God's lot. You are God's elite. And I am to treat you with dignity and respect as a pastor. I am to be an example. Amen. This is beautiful. Let's get into that. Let's get into this. The pastor's role. In the context of Christian fidelity, it is natural for the apostle first to address pastors because we are the ones that God wants to speak to you through. See? It's natural that Paul speaks to me first. That is Peter. Good shepherding. The pastor's role, number one, is good shepherding, if you're taking note. That suggests more than preaching or teaching, but as in verse 2 we saw, good shepherding is feeding. I've got to feed you something. Of course, your obligation is to take what I feed you. Now, if you don't take it, you'll never be nourished. You'll die of spiritual starvation. It suggests a ruling and oversight. Ruling, yes. Someone has to be in charge, church. Someone has to be in charge. When have you ever gone to any organization? I mean, I think about it. I go down to Morning Shop down there. Cliff is kind of like, well, you see. But he's in charge. See? She's in charge of the office. Someone has to be in charge. On any job that you go to, someone has to be responsible. The church is not a haphazard organization based upon what God gives you to do and what God gives another person to do, and it opposes each other. No. It suggests a ruling, taking an oversight. Yes, the pastor is in charge. Well, I don't like him. That's all right. Do you love me? It suggests what? A providing some substance through spiritual directives. I am to give you substance through the Spirit's directive, not through my human promptings. I should never say behind this pulpit, I think something because I think it's this way and I don't know it's that way. Often I tell people, I don't know anything, but I've heard, but I don't know. I don't know until it's told me. I never make assumptions about anything. Sure, I can see personality switches and stuff, but I don't know why. I'm assuming. Then when I find out, then I know, then I deal with it with the Bible. Mm-hmm. See, you see, that's what taking the oversight's all about. Taking the oversight is not, it seems to me that this person is having a problem. Taking the oversight means, if it seems to you, pray about God giving you what the problem is and so that you can help. Mm-hmm. That's what being a pastor is. It suggests a tending, a feeding, a taking care of. Look what it says in Acts chapter 20 and verse 28. It says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseer, to feed the church of God, which he, Christ, has purchased with his own blood. Here we see the same thing. I am to take heed. God has given me a great responsibility. I am to feed you. I am to take the oversight. I am in charge. And I don't do it like this. Look at me. I want everybody to look at me. I don't do it like this. I'm in charge. I don't do that. I don't go, I'm in charge. I have the power and you don't. No, that's not taking the oversight. It's not what that means. Some people that are spiritually weak see it that way. Well, then you have a problem. I know that's not what that means. In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, Jeremiah writes and says this, and this is God speaking to him, I will give you pastors according to mine heart. Okay? Which shall feed you with all knowledge and understanding. God is saying, I will give you pastors. That's Jeremiah 3:15. It's there. It's in the Old Testament. Jeremiah speaks further in the 23rd chapter in the 4th verse, the first part of that verse, and I shall set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. It's my role. I'm telling you what my role is and so that you won't be confused about that. But what is John's role? Is it John's role just to drum up a couple of sermons every Sunday? Do Bible study? Stay in his study at home and look up programs. You know, my family and I, we had a family meeting. We try to have family meetings when we kind of get off kill with each other. And I'm saying this because I view you as a church as my family. And my family was saying, Daddy, you spend an awful lot of time in your study back there. And I was telling my family, I spend an awful lot of time back there in my study because I got a larger family than you three here. I got a spiritual family that I'm responsible for. So when I'm spending time back in that study, it doesn't mean that I don't love you. It means that I've got to put some coals on the fire. See, when you all think that I'm not here and I'm somewhere just having fun and not considering anything, I may not be writing back there or typing back there, but I'm praying back there. Because I see things developing and I say, Lord, I got to deal with that. There's a role, there's something that I've got to do. I just can't cop an attitude and say, well, I hope they get better in the Lord. You come before me and I spend time in agony and prayer talking to God about each of you out there when he brings you before me. And that is work. I'm telling you, that is spiritual work. And God commands me to do it. Oh, yes. In John chapter 21, verse 17, we see Jesus speaking with Peter. And when he finishes speaking with Peter, Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. He gave Peter a commission. And now here it is years later, and Peter is writing and he says to other pastors, feed the flock of God which is amongst you. Peter got his lesson very well. I've gotten mine very well. And I'm going to feed you with good food. No junk food is going to come across to you from this pulpit. That's my role. It also suggests, when we read these verses, a correcting. See, Peter was addressing an issue because there was some foul play going on within the family. I said that we are a family, and I believe like in my family, we communicate. On Harcourt, we communicate there. We must communicate. If there's no communication, we cease to be a family. And when there's a lack of communication in the family of God, I as a pastor am to see that, and I'm going to cause you to communicate with me. I'm going to preach to make you want to communicate with me. And if you get angry with me and go off on me in a tangent, I don't have the problem. I've done my role. It suggests a correcting. As Christ corrected his little flock, so must all, get this, all, not some, all godly ministers, pastors, preachers, If they see the sheep going astray, they are to correct them. See, now some people say this about pastors. Well, Pastor Coleman, I don't think that's any of your business. Well, then you need to meet and talk with me. And then I'm going to give you some mandates of what the Bible says. What is my business? See, what goes on behind closed doors in your house is your business. But what goes on behind the doors of this church is my business. It's mine. Yes, it is. It becomes my business. Oh, but John, you're too young. Who taught you that? Holy Spirit's working in me. Amen. See, he teaches me this. See, if anybody says, who taught you that, you sound like those other people questioning the apostleship of Paul. Paul says, I was taught personally by Christ. I don't have to go to seminary to know that it's my business. That's what being a pastor is all about. It becomes my business, and I will address it to you personally. Not, and I'm putting emphasis on this, not over no telephone. I want to sit in front of your face and look in your eyeballs, and I want you to look in mine. That's the way you discuss business or problems in the family, don't you, family? See? Not by you being a part of the family that I'm in, getting on the phone talking with somebody about me. No. Then you just adopted into the family. See? That's not the way to discuss things. There must be, on my part, a wise and skillful and efficient feeding. There must be attending.